Ngayon ay mapalad tayong makakasama ang nanalo ng corona sa Miss Transsexual Australia 2016, si Miss Andrea Jaca Smith. Bago ang lahat, ano Andrea, gusto ko munang malaman, ano ang iyong gender identity?
I am a trans woman.
So what pronoun would you like to be classified?
She, of course.
Andrea, madalas nating nasasaksihan sa media sa pamamagitan ng mga dokumentaryo at special na features yung mga kwento ng kabataan who felt they are trapped in a wrong body. Nagsimula rin ba ang pagtatanong mo sa sarili mo tungkol sa iyong kasarian noong bata ka pa?
Actually, when I was 6, I recognized myself that there's something wrong inside me or something different about me. So at that stage, I usually play with girls and I really feel different because it's really something wrong in my body. It's like I'm trapped in a man's body that I feel like a woman.
Paano mo sinabi to sa iyong magulang? Napansin ba nila ito o ikaw na mismo yung nag-open up sa kanila ng nararamdaman mo?
Well, actually, they know it that there's something special about me because my sister used to dress me up. So they know already that I am not really different but I am special.
So, tinanggap naman to ng mga magulang mo?
Yeah, I don't have problem with my family, but my immediate family, but with my late grandma and some of my aunts and some of my relatives are not really accepting me as I am because they are very devoted Catholic.
Yung pagka-come out mo happened when you were like after high school na?
After high school because, strict implementation in the school rules because I was a school cadet. I'm in the Citizens Army training. I am one of the officers, so I have to portray as a man.
From
deep inside, I'm very flamboyant. I act as a girl, I mean, but not dressing up as a girl because of the school rules. But my classmates, my teachers know that I'm special.
Andrea, society's expectations naman tayo, no? How did it break you? Can you tell us some of the emotional pains you went through in this journey?
Yeah, actually, there are lots of rejection, discrimination, and mockery, especially in the Philippines. We back a few years ago, when you are walking in the street, people, especially guys who are bystanders, are shouting you, bakla, ganyan, and then can throw you stones. I've experienced that, especially in Cebu where I grew up.
So do you think that the culture in Australia is more accepting than other cultures in the world in terms of accepting that gender identity is in a spectrum rather than a binary opposition of male and female?
I would say yes, because Australia has live and let live attitude compared in most Asian countries are. So it's a little bit struggles for every transgender there.
Can you say that joining the international beauty pageant and undergoing sexual reassignment surgery represents identity pride for you?
Well, for me, beauty pageant is a celebration of unique beauties and distinctiveness of each and every human being. It is a festivity for people who are open-minded enough to accept idiosyncrasy in others and display respect in the highest and noblest possible way. And this pageant is a platform for transgender to speak up regarding issues that both affect the world and the rest of the LGBT community. Gender reassignment, we choose our own battle and we choose our own happiness. If gender reassignment or sex reassignment surgery is a personal choice in order to match your external body with your internal mind.
Ito, interesado akong malaman, Andrea, no? Naging madali ba at maayos para sa'yo yung pagsasailalim mo sa medical surgery? Natakot ka ba o nakaramdam ka ba ng stress sa buong proseso?
Well, it's been really a long process because the moment I decided to do hormone treatment, hormone therapy treatment when I was 18 because I was started my hormones then, I really looking forward to be the full woman I am now. And then I do some research on which doctors like that. And then when I reach Belgium, I go to the hospital where they specializes for transgender people. And normally, I had my operation scheduled last year, 2015, in Belgium. But since then, I had a Belgian trans woman friend who had operation there. And then there's a little bit problem because in Belgium, they only do once a year operation. Mm-hmm. So there's a long waiting list of transgender women who,
mm-hmm.
who want to do the operation. Actually, yes, mm-hmm. I've been in the waiting list mm-hmm. since 2009.
Okay. And
I've been in confirmed to have the operation 2015. Mm-hmm. See how long?
Yeah, 6 years. Wow.
Yeah. And then I decided to cancel it because I'm a little bit doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I searched for best surgeons in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So I neglect the operation in Belgium. I decline it.
Mm-hmm.
Before winning the Miss Transsexual Australia, I already booked my operation mm-hmm. to be done in Thailand with another doctor
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know that the price for the price of Miss Transsexual Australia is to have the full operation surgery. So when I won the competition, the following day,
no. Baka libre ka na.
Kaya nga, when I won the competition, I automatically emailed the doctor to cancel the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed through the operation for the Kamo Cosmetic Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy and very satisfied with the result. Luckily, I don't have any complication at all.
Mm-hmm.
The process takes 4 to 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because my process is the penile inversion.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are two processes of doing the SRS.
Mm-hmm.
The penile inversion or the sigmoid mm-hmm. Operation. So with me, it's my penile inversion. So that's the
procedure
and less complication
mm-hmm.
press operation compared to the other one.
Maaari mo bang ibahagi sa amin yung mga parte ng katawan na pinabago mo?
I did my facial feminization surgery
mm-hmm.
with the best doctor in Europe from Belgium. I did mm-hmm. it with Dr. Bart Van de Ven.
Mm-hmm.
I had my forehead contouring and brow lift.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my chin contouring
mm-hmm.
and
wow.
I had my rhinoplasty
mm-hmm.
I had my breast augmentation I mm-hmm. did my hips also
mm-hmm.
and then I have my gender reassignment, which is the final operation
mm-hmm. So do you think that you are really satisfied now with what you have?
I'm very happy, more than satisfied
for that. Ano yung mga advocacy at mga charities na sinusuportahan mo o gusto mong suportahan?
Before I joined the Miss Transsexual Australia,
mm-hmm.
I've been very active with HIV awareness and with the HIV causes charities.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Melbourne, I'm active with the ALSO Foundation in Victoria.
Wow.
And
okay.
in the Philippines, in Cebu, where I was grow up,
mm-hmm.
I am an active member of Breakfast Angel Incorporated,
mm-hmm.
which this organization helps people on HIV awareness and those who are with HIV already, trying to give them some treatment for free with the help of Department of Health Philippines mm-hmm. and some of the non-government organizations. So I'm very active with that.
Wow.
With that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, also I'm an active member of Trans Angel Incorporated, where we do performances, charitable performances, to cater any, what happened in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the shooting, right? Yep.
Yeah, the shooting, we did fundraising campaign
mm-hmm.
and I was one of the performers of the event, and we raised some money for it, and then we donated the money to the victims of the Orlando shooting.
Facebook will end. Ano sa tingin mo yung magiging pinakahuli mong post?
Live life to the fullest.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Miss Andrea.
Very much, my pleasure.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.